All right. Would you repeat after me? I am one self.
I am one self.
United with my Creator. At one with every aspect of creation. And I am limitless in power.
And I am limitless in peace.
I am one self.
United with my Creator.
At one with every aspect of creation.
And I am limitless in power.
And I am limitless in peace.
One more time, y'all.
I am one self.
United with my Creator.
At one with every aspect of creation.
And I am limitless in power.
And I am limitless in peace.
To everyone, I offer quietness.
To everyone, I offer peace of mind.
To everyone, I offer gentleness.
Feel it. This is what we were born to know, that nothing shall ever be able to separate us from the love of the Almighty Eternal One, whom we have come to call God. That we are aspects of that one creation. And that we can never know our divine connection with the Almighty, except we realize, accept, and celebrate our oneness with one another. We can never get off the ground unless we understand that within us is the domain of all power and all peace. We can never rise unless we know this. We can never levitate above our cares and troubles unless we understand that we are the residents of all of the power of God and all the peace we have ever dreamed of or hoped for. We can never fly, except we stand in a consistent willingness to wish upon everyone everywhere, particularly those who are different from us, quietness. Peace of mind, gentleness. I'm so grateful for this ministry. I can't tell you how grateful I am. I know that even though we are able to see a physical manifestation, an experiential manifestation of the power of this ministry of embracing, that a lot is happening in the realm of the invisible. Every great thing that has come through and because of this ministry has been just the tip of the iceberg, underground and ready to rise, is so much more than more than more than more. I am so privileged to have met my brother Paul in a very different yet very much the same arena where we were on stage singing songs such as the one you heard. Songs saying, know who you are and be that. Yet always know that we live in a field of complete equality. I'm so grateful for those who showed up for my workshop yesterday, Flying Lessons Part 2. As I left the workshop, it was clear to me that all of us tend to fall prey to the idea that I can fly without wishing you to fly. That I can be lifted up while I have a willingness to put you down. I confessed in that workshop the several times I've caught myself doing that. wondering why I was grounded, wondering why I felt stuck, wondering why there didn't seem to be enough progression in my life. I was using the principles. I was reading the books. I was listening to the tapes. I was doing the meditation. And all at the same time, I was holding an idea. I am higher than several other people in my life. I am better than my brother-in-law. If only he, if only she, if only they could know what I know and be more like I am being. Only to discover that the cause of my tiredness was not a lack of rest. It was this willingness to believe that it is possible that I can fly while holding my brother-in-law down. That I can fly while holding anyone down. Someone spoke and said that I have had moments where I was flying, really sailing, and then I encountered other people in my world who were contentious, who were backstabbing, or who were gossipers or bloodsuckers, and in their energy field, they knock me right out of the sky. Blow me right out of the sky. I said, that never happens, although I understand what you're saying because I made those erroneous confessions at points in my own life. Nobody can knock you out of the sky. You can take a quick landing, run into the terminal, and blame your being grounded on them. They can shoot, but not you out of the sky. I have discovered over and over, time and time again, that I am only lifted up when I am lifting others up. That I'm only flying when I'm praying for you to fly. I'm only soaring when I am acknowledging your power to soar. It's a tricky thing what the ego will do to a child of the Almighty if the child of the Almighty allows it. It will say you are special among the unspecial. You are beautiful among the homely. You are right among the wrong. And each time we accept this and believe it, shoop, we are grounded. Shoop, we are tied down. Shoot, we are anchored. These principles that Unity teaches, they're wonderful for you to take on for yourself, but you must also take them on for others. Take them on for the people who are difficult in your life, the people who you erroneously believe should be living their life another way. How many times have I caught myself observing others, thinking they should really be doing it a different way? They should really not wear their hair like that or those earrings or that scarf. They should take that stuff off, get a nice little cut, wear a nice little suit. Then they'll be more revered as a reverend. How many times I told the class, I once sat in my car at a traffic holdup and condemned in the privacy of my mind the first guy I ever saw in baggy pants hanging down this low. He was walking like this. And I was livid that he was being him. I sat at the traffic stop and I condemned him in the privacy of my mind, saying, Lord, do not let this catch on. Do not let this become a fad. What is that child thinking? He's from a privileged family, grew up here in Amherst, Massachusetts. a very privileged little protected arena. And now he's on purpose trying to look like some thug. What is his problem? What is this world coming to? Oh, I was so filled with self-righteousness, you all. I knew he shouldn't dress like that. I knew it in my heart. That is not what God wants. I judged him not only to be crazy or ignorant, but not kind. And all of a sudden, I saw an elderly Caucasian woman appeared to be in her 80s, slowly making her way to the door of the store. And I saw him see her, and then I saw him take off with a quick little move to get in that door before her. And I went, look at him. This is crazy. And sure enough, he whisked right past her and he got to the door. And all of a sudden, he swung it open and went, after you, ma'am. And I cried like a baby. The policeman had to knock on my window because they had already been waving me to go. I was at the wheel of my car in a fetal position, crying at my own ignorance, my own capacity to stand outside of God's desire, my own capacity to ever think I am better than anybody else, or that my way is the right way. When I know I'm flying is when I am filled with a knowing that each and every one of us has the right to be who they are, to do it the way they want to do it. In order for me to condemn any young person for doing anything with their dress or their activities or their habits, their compulsions or their time or their energy, I would have to wipe out my youth and fail to remember how many times I ran into my daddy in the center of the town going, boy, what are you high on now? And what do you have on? Don't you know you can see through them pants? Yeah, Dad, that's why I wore them. Don't you know that's crazy? No, it's just me. In order for me to condemn my brother-in-law, I have to pretend I've never been anything like him. I have to pretend I am not him. I have to pretend he is an alien to me. I have to pretend that I know it all. Whenever I think I know it all, I know I'm grounded. Because whenever I am grounded, I am at this particular perspective, seeing what I see, thinking that's all there is to see. But when I rise, when you rise, when anybody rises, you are able to see a wider perspective of what's going on. You're able to see that it's all a tapestry that God itself is weaving. And that every stitch and every color and every knot is a perfect stitch, a perfect color, a perfect knot in a glorious tapestry of the children of God being who they are. I loved it when my aunt said to me, Carly, I'm about 7. Carly, I don't think you're like the other boys. I've noticed you really don't like to go out and play ball, and you really don't like to tussle around too much. You seem to like to clean the house and do gentle things, write poems. I don't think you're like most of your other boy companions, so I need to tell you something. Know who you are and be that. So this is what I have tried to do all my life. Know who I am and be that. But like I said earlier, sometimes, though that is my desire to know who I am and be that, I can criticize you for knowing who you are and being that. Someone in the workshop said, well, what do you do about people that you see who are obviously off track? I went to the beach, you know, and there's this woman, and she is so huge, and she wears the skimpiest little outfits, and she's got everything spilling out everywhere. Well, that's a clear no-no. And I went, no, it isn't. It's your programming you're looking at. Somebody told you that's inappropriate. Before the missionaries came to where we came from, we were running around buck naked with everything spilling out. And somebody said, that is not God's will. That is not God's desire. And they gave us a book. And they told us that covering up everything is the way to go for the glory of God. We are simply living in our beliefs. We're living in our beliefs. And our judgments are not coming from God ever. They are always coming from a programming deep inside us. And so while we want to keep these things, because we treasure these things, it doesn't matter how much you meditate. It doesn't matter what books you read. It doesn't matter whether you sing in the choir or even write songs for the choir. It doesn't matter how you preach or how you strut a stage. You are grounded unless your purpose is to lift others up. Someone once said to me, the only reason why you are not always flying is because you are not always encouraging others to fly. The law that was set down before the foundations of the world is you get what you put out. There's no getting around it. You can volunteer for every service in every sanctuary, and that law is in place. You can preach with eloquence, and that law is in place. You can have a big house, lots of land, lots of money, and that law is in place. You can be a shanty, and that law is in place. One of our proverbs said, more blessed is the man whose heart is at peace and whose mind is filled with blessing living in a shack than the man living in the mansion on a hill who is haughty enough to believe, I am better than they. Jesus said, more prostitutes will enter into the kingdom than priests. They will get there before the preachers get there, because many of them are simply living to serve the way they serve. Never thinking they are better than anybody around them. Always getting, we're just people. While the priests may be thinking, I have got it together, and they have not. She's in the kingdom, or he, they're in the kingdom. They have flown above the earth, above the ridiculous beliefs that we have been imprinted with. If you want to fly, the first lesson, encourage others to fly. Applaud others when you see them fly. You want to fly, the first lesson, never, ever, ever catch yourself thinking that you are better than anyone else. Because better means higher on the ladder. I know what it feels like. People who stood up, women know, people of color, gays, lesbians, transgender, people know what it feels like to be on an unlevel playing field. It doesn't feel good to be on the bottom of an unlevel playing field. Yet some of us who are on the bottom of an unlevel playing field are the most likely to try to find someone else to put on a lower level of the playing field. Have you noticed? History has recorded this. The Irish finally get into a neighborhood in this country, finally get accepted. People drawing cartoons of them, making them look like monkeys, calling them ignorant, calling them this. They feel the pain of it. One day we're going to rise. They finally rise. Then the Italians come, and guess what they do? The same thing that was done to them. And the Italians fight and get there. And then the Puerto Ricans come, and guess what the Italians do? Do you wonder why we're not flying more often? It's because we have not broken free yet, fully and completely, from the bondage of thinking we are better than anybody else. Do you not know that the Southern Baptists condemn Unity churches and think that we at Unity are lost and off base? And do you also not know that a multitude of us in Unity feel the same way about the Southern Baptists? Do you notice? And it's kind of a laughy, funny thing to do, but we're not flying when we're doing it. We're flying when we're going, all paths lead to God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for this one. I know some people in Unity, my people are Baptists, and I'm trying to get them out of that and get them into Unity. And I'm telling them all the time why they're wrong and what we got going for us. And I said, if you keep doing that, they will keep getting visited by an example of where they don't want to go. No, they're already mastered. They've already mastered believing my path is the right path. So if you come and say, no, our path is the right path, you need to come to Unity, child. You need to go home from Unity and go, this is what I learned. This is how I grew. This is how I'm flying because of what I heard today and because of the song that was sung. This is how I was uplifted. How were you uplifted at your service? And you need to listen to them and say, amen, hallelujah. I'm glad you've got your spot. I told you I've had straight guys call me a breeder with spitting the word. Oh my God, Carlos, I just heard that you have children and that you were married. Oh my God, why were you with a woman and then you bred with her? And I go, do you realize what you're doing? Do you realize what you're doing? You're down-putting a whole group of God's children. And you know, out of our own hurt and pain, out of our own internalized oppression, some of us believe that the way to feel better is to make others feel less better. And it never works. Not only are you one self united with your Creator, at one with every aspect of creation, every aspect of creation, that includes the Republicans, Southern Baptists, everybody in the military and the war machine, everybody. Somebody came to me, called me up and said, I'm just calling you because you're a cooking show fan and I know you love Paula Deen. Well, did you know that Paula Deen has been using the N-word? And now everybody's, you know, blah, 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 blah. And don't you have some of her pots and pans? And do you plan on keeping them? I said, oh, baby, I'll be using my Paula Deen cookware. The girl has it together around putting pots and pans together. And not only this, by the way, I am not planning on condemning Paula Deen for being who she is. I don't plan on doing it. If somebody gets me in an interview and asks me some of the things I have said in my lifetime, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Everybody's a mirror reflecting what's possible inside of you. Everybody, I'm not going to be one of those people jumping on the let's put down Paula Deen bandwagon. I'm not. I'm a black man. And I don't care. She said the N-word. Well, I wasn't no surprise to me. You mean you were surprised? No, child. I've spent a good deal of time in the South. And let me tell you, don't even have to go South. Illinois was enough for me. You think I'm going to get all bent out of shape and give away my Paula Deen cookware? because I done heard for a fact what I knew in my heart. I'm going to pray for that woman. I'm going to lift her up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hope that she doesn't land because of what's going on in her life and run into the terminal and say, the people have shot me out of the sky. I'm hoping that she doesn't do that. I'm hoping that she continues to fly, having learned an important lesson. The lesson is not to deny what I have done, but just don't talk about everything. Oh, honey, in this world we're living in now, this world of political, what's political correct and what's politically incorrect, sometimes a brother's afraid to say anything. Afraid to say anything. Recently I said, hi, ladies. Why are you calling us ladies? A man can be a lady. Well, excuse me. Don't you know that's politically incorrect? No, nobody told me yet. Now I know. I want you to fly. And I was like, well, what's the first flying lesson? I can't redo the workshop from yesterday. And, you know, I've got this little block of time. I'm going to get off here because my brother said we have to be somewhere at 1 o'clock. So I think I'm just going to end it by just reminding you to notice in your life where you are putting anyone down. And if you're putting anyone down for any good reason, for any self-righteous reason, then you may want to realize that that's why you're not flying. That's why you're stuck. That's why you are anchored. That's why you're not soaring. And you may want to practice a different kind of behavior of uplifting them and getting that your reasons for putting them down are not the true reasons that lie within you, because you're a child of God and children of God when they are in the sink and in the connection of who they are and whose they are never would put down anybody. I don't care how they're dressed. I don't care what they do. They would just acknowledge you are a child of God. So am I. That's the way you're doing it. This is the way I'm doing it. Ain't life great? Ain't it?
Yeah.
It ain't all roses. And any rose that thinks it's better than a dandelion withers. It's ain't God great? Look at the bouquet. We got straight people. We got bi people, we got asexual people, we got whatever. We got all colors, we got all cultures, we got all sizes, we got all attitudes. Ain't God great? Look at this bouquet. And that's pretty much all I've got to say. Peace!
Thank you, my brother Carlos. Isn't that beautiful? Great wisdom. This week I heard a British comedian say Jesus was celebrated for hanging out with the tax collectors, the drunks, and the prostitutes. But when I do it, one standard, we celebrate everybody here. We're so grateful for that reminder. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you. Well, now let's take all that within and let Spirit reveal that to be the truth of us. We do that by singing our way into our meditation. I am so blessed. For all that I have, all that I am, and all that God is. If you don't know the song, it's very simple. You'll get it the first time around. Breathe into your heart. Close your eyes. Feel gratitude for being here. Gratitude for the awakening of your unique, powerful, wonderful God self.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed.
more time, a little quieter.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful.
I invite you to go to your heart and ask, what part of myself do I discount? Do I say is less than? That you have felt shame around? The truth is, you are a perfect child of God. Perfect doesn't mean flawless, perfect means whole. Complete, nothing missing. Jesus had many different people around him, not just what were considered the holy men. He had women, those cast out of society, those who were considered to be less than. All Jesus saw was perfection, and that's how he healed. He didn't see anything but God in himself and in everybody that he encountered. He saw Christ in every living being. And that's who you are. That's who I am. The living Christ of God, shining forth no matter who I am, no matter the color of my skin, my accent, my gender, my sexual orientation, my belief. I'm perfect. I'm complete. I am holy, whole, powerful, God. Breathe that truth into your heart. Let it take hold in your mind, in your words today, in your actions, and in who you see in the mirror. You are the living light of the world. Knowing this to be the truth, I know that I'm guided perfectly in what I'm here to do. The light of God shines powerfully on my path. I know what to do and how to do it. Breathe that truth in. The light of God shines powerfully on my path. I know what to do and how to do it. The love of God reveals over and over and over again that I am healthy, strong, and whole, regardless of what my body or mind appears to be expressing. As I hold to the truth, I know healing is taking place. The love of God heals me now. Let that truth take hold in every molecule and every atom of your being. The love of God heals me now. Abundance, success, overflowing good, overflowing joy is a hallmark of a child of God. As I open myself up to the full goodness of God, my life begins to work. It continues to work better and better and better as I let go and let God. For a moment in the quiet of your being, I invite you to let go and let God reveal, I am here. I always have been. I always will be. You are my perfect creation. Be still and know that I am God. One moment in the sacred silence is all it takes for God to work. One moment of saying yes, one moment of agreeing with my Creator, knowing the truth that truly sets us free. God is here and at work, and it gets better. Better and better. And for this realization, we are so very grateful. And so it is.